Hello once again to all you returning listeners, and welcome to you if you are a first-time listener. I'm Pam Christian, the researcher, writer, producer, and host of this weekly podcast known as Faith to Live By, where each week I help us explore current events from a biblical and prophetic perspective. The last couple of weeks, there has been much attention on the total solar eclipse that traveled through North America on April 8, 2024. I chose to focus on this and share with you my findings so you can consider my perspective with all else you hear to prayerfully determine for yourself what you believe to be true. And before I start today's program, I have a fun announcement I want to share with you. I was contacted by FeedSpot and informed that this podcast has been selected as one of the top 15 California podcasts on the web. Celebrate with me. This is an unsolicited accolade and an honor I don't take lightly. I really do work hard on these podcasts, so to have this recognition means a lot. And I hope it gives you yet another reason to tell others to listen to this podcast. I hope you've listened to the past 2 weeks' podcast, because this edition attempts to wrap up all that was in episode numbers 195 and 196, where I spent inordinate time in research to seek to discern the times through a variety of lenses to help us know how God wants us, His people, to respond. I firmly believe there are no coincidences with God, so everything we see and experience has meaning and purpose. I love the scripture that reads, "It is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings to search things out." That's from Proverbs 25:2. And that's exactly what I seek to help us do as Christ's kings and priests, to search out the mysteries God wants us to discover. So here we are on April 10th, 2024, a couple of days after what was arguably the most hyped solar eclipse of our lifetimes. And what do you think? Some people have come through this and the surrounding events aware of the spiritual reality, or at least the mystical aspects, of the eclipse. Others who were expecting great and terrible events to follow are likely at this time greatly let down, which is rather odd if you think about it. I mean, if we are let down that horrible events did not occur, what does that say about us? Some people made claims about the eclipse and events leading up to it and events just afterwards that I found to be utterly outlandish. Wanting to help us have a balanced understanding of both our natural and supernatural realities, I have worked very hard to research the various claims, not only about the eclipse, but concerning all topics I've covered in the nearly 4 years of my doing this podcast, in order to help you confidently discover truth. I started this podcast in 2020 in response to the abrupt realization that we, the people of the world, have been lied to and deceived for decades, resulting in our being much further from knowing truth than any of us realized. In 2012, it was a very similar impetus that I came to write my first book in this series that has turned out to receive multiple awards. That title was Examine Your Faith, Finding Truth in a World of Lies. In fact, I'm reminded this is the book I gave away at Christmas to many of you who requested it. If I sent you a copy of that book in electronic format, don't forget to post a review and let me know your thoughts. In that first book of the series, I wrote, quote, "Today it is much more difficult than ever to discover truth, but it's not impossible," end quote. The emphasis is, if anyone truly wants to know truth, they can. I have found most human beings definitely want the truth. No one likes being lied to. Not even a pathological liar likes to be lied to. At the same time, few people are willing to do the tough work required to confidently know truth. Add to this the fact that we've been convinced truth is relative and not absolute, then we have the perfect storm conditions that have allowed chaos, destruction, and tyranny that's been advancing in our world today. I'm convinced world events since 2020 have been used by God to wake people up all over the world about three things. First, the structure of truth. Second, the importance of truth. And third, the origin of truth. Worldwide, people are more awake than ever to the realization we've been woefully deceived. However, not all are confident about truth itself. Who can we believe? What can we believe? And why should we believe a particular matter is true? So, with today's program, using the 3 points I just mentioned, as well as the current events of the eclipse and other signs and wonders, I want to help you gain understanding about truth itself and help equip you in the process of discovery so you can confidently know you are basing your life, your eternal life, on absolute truth. I'll start with the structure of truth. Did you know that there are three proof tests we can use to be confident a matter is true and not false? They are, number one, only one thing can be true, all opposing matters are false. Number two, truth always lines up with reality. And number three, truth is universal. What is true here in California is true anywhere else in the world. If you are among the people who have become convinced that truth is relative, meaning what's true for one person is not necessarily true for another person, truth is personal and subjective, then I ask you to really listen carefully. One of the most blatant catastrophes that has come from the position that truth is relative is the inability to define a biological woman or a biological man. With the belief truth can be whatever a person wants it to be, we are experiencing utter chaos and destruction in our societies worldwide. The structure of truth is according to the three-point test I just provided. Again, I state them. 1. Only one thing can be true and all opposing matters are false. Number 2. Truth always lines up with reality. And number 3. Truth is universal. What is true here in California is true anywhere else in the world. Now I'll move into the importance of truth. It may seem obvious, but it's worth stating. Without truth, lies and deception that always lead to destruction prevail. Truth leads to life, whereas lies lead to death. I suspect you agree with this much, yet what do you believe about transgenderism, or global warming, abortion, or the Bible? When a society agrees on what is true, based on the three objective proof tests, and not any subjective personal preferences, we have the standard of truth that demands law and order, justice and judgment, which leads to the advancement of life, the advancement of societies, the advancement of culture, values, and morals. When people agree on what is true, we have the basis for understanding man is not the supreme authority over all. And this understanding of truth leads us to consider the origin of truth. Where did truth come from? For that matter, where did lies and deception come from? Many people who honestly spend time in the process of discovering the answers to these questions eventually conclude in the belief in a literal God, who is truth and all that is good, that leads to life, and a literal devil, Satan, who is the father of all lies and everything that is evil and leads to death. Of all the religious beliefs in the world, it is the tenets of the Christian faith that best answers all life's questions about the existence of good and evil, the origin of the world and mankind, the condition of humanity, and the only real hope for humanity. If you or someone you love is not yet convinced of this, please get the book I mentioned, Examine Your Faith, Finding Truth in a World of Lies. I devote a chapter to each of the five major world religions and one on New Age or secular humanism to help people decide for themselves which religion makes the most logical sense, offers the most emotive satisfaction, and provides the most comprehensive spiritual enlightenment. Also, in the era of deception, we need to understand faith. Like truth, faith in our day has been woefully redefined. Following are two popular definitions of faith: a confident belief in the truth, value, or trustworthiness of a person, idea, or thing, and belief that does not rest on logical proof or material evidence. These are two very different definitions of a single word. For both definitions to be correct, a person would have to be confident of a truth, value, or trustworthiness of a person, idea, or thing without any logical proof or material evidence. No one in their right mind does that. We can only have confident belief in the truth, value, or trustworthiness of a person or a matter once it's been determined to be trustworthy. We oftentimes take action with the hope that a person or a matter is trustworthy, but that's not faith, it's hope. Any faith conviction requires sufficient substantiation to allow a person to confidently act on their faith. Two other popular definitions of the word faith are confidence or trust in a person or thing, faith in another's ability, and belief that is not based on proof. For example, he had faith that the hypothesis would be substantiated by fact. Again, the first definition is accurate only if the confidence or trust was sufficiently determined or proven in advance. But definition 2 from the second dictionary is more accurately the definition of hope. He had hope the hypothesis would be substantiated by fact. A definition of sound faith I've come up with is this: a belief that has a sufficient amount of objective, verifiable evidence to allow a person to subjectively believe that which is not yet proven. There is a measure of the unknown to faith, but it is overshadowed by what is confidently known. Confident belief for what is not yet proven, or that which is yet to be experienced, can only exist once a person has sufficient objective, verifiable evidence and/or experience allowing them to believe in what doesn't yet subsist. What convinces a person to place or establish faith in anyone or anything is a sufficient amount of objective, verifiable evidence and/or experience. The term sufficient is key. What is sufficient for one person may not be for someone else. Regardless, faith combined with sufficient, objective, verifiable evidence results in an unwavering conviction, a confident faith. I share this foundation because we have been embarking on discerning the times, seasons, and events to discover what God wants us to know. We need to know how to evaluate if a matter is true, and we need to have sufficient faith to believe for what is yet to be proven as we consider prophecy, signs, and wonders. We have been living in a time of greater chaos and opposition to truth and faith today than this world has ever known before. This is why God has been so gracious to provide multiple trustworthy prophetic voices to provide spoken or rhema words of warnings, guidance, and instruction consistent with His written or logos word, the Bible. This is why God has provided multiple signs in the skies to get our attention and wake us up to truth, wanting all people to place their faith in Him. I have listened to Dr. Patricia Green, Johnny Inlow, Dutch and Tim Sheets, Donna Rickney, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, Robin Bullock, Barry Wunsch, and many others to glean from them. I have also heard many who claim to be prophetic voices who have provided their interpretation of the signs and of the times that I simply cannot accept as being from God. In fact, the very opposite, coming from Satan himself, intended to deceive God's people. No one has the corner on truth except God himself. And even when it comes to the date and the time of Christ's return, not even Jesus himself knows the day or the hour. Many have claimed the eclipse of April 8, 2024 to be a sign of Christ's return, or of the rapture of the church out of this earth, or the start of the Great Tribulation. And here we are on April 10th when this podcast first posts, and none of these things have happened. When any of us seek to interpret the signs of the times, we must do so from a spirit of humility, seeking to know what God wants us to know. Because there has been much said of what we might expect around the time of the eclipse, let me highlight a few events. Amanda Grace has taken more time to unfold these events than I will here, so if you want to know more from her, use the link in the show notes. But I also provide links to other sources I've referenced in creating this podcast. Again, my position is we are living in a time, especially between Purim and Pentecost, when we will see both great and terrible events occur. Great events for God's people as we experience His justice, and terrible events for those who refuse to repent. I don't personally believe that we are living in the last of the last days, but we are living in an impression of what those days will be like. I believe God has orchestrated this impression to cause people to consider the last days, to consider the rapture, and to consider the tribulation and more as a means to wake people up to repent and get right with God. The total solar eclipse most definitely causes people to consider our existence, the universe, and our mortality. Such ominous events pique our consideration of mystic and spiritual matters. As I've said before, God has been working, especially since 2020, to cause people to see the reality of the existence of good and evil for the purpose of getting as many people saved who are willing. Here's a list of mysterious events surrounding the eclipse that we should ponder. On March 26, 2024, a ship the size of 3 football fields suspiciously hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge spanning Baltimore Harbor, collapsing the entire bridge. This caused 11 cargo ships to be stuck behind the wreckage, 4 considered to be critical to the nation's defense. March 31, 2024, Biden declares Transgender Visibility Day to be effective that date, which was Easter this year, exceedingly insulting to Christians and a mockery of God. April 2, 2024, a 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck Taiwan that caused the greatest damage in 25 years with a death toll of 13 at the time of writing this podcast. Taiwan has been repeatedly mentioned in recent prophecies. April 5th, 2024, a 4.8 magnitude earthquake centered in White House, New Jersey, was felt as far away as New York and Illinois, said to be one of the largest East Coast quakes in the last century. Because of many prophecies about the East Coast, we're watching to understand more of the spiritual implications. The same day, the USGS confirmed at least 5 New Madrid, Missouri quakes, a region that was also hit by earthquakes with the 2017 total solar eclipse spoken about last week. This is of interest because the prophecy given to Amanda Grace on March 30, 2024, regarding a fault line that would be triggered impacting 3 points in our nation. On April 5th, the Statue of Liberty was struck by lightning, amazingly captured by a photographer, revealing the strike hit the torch. This is of special interest because of the various prophecies God gave Amanda Grace concerning the United States monuments. April 8th was the day of the total solar eclipse that I've talked about last week, and I recommend you also watch Julie Green's podcast with Larry Ballard to understand more about the importance of the eclipse from his point of view. Also on April 8th, the comet called the Devil Comet, also known as 12P Pons Brooks Comet, was visible for the first time in 71 years. Given the history of the meaning of comets, this is of interest. Additionally, with the total eclipse and the Devil Comet, we have 4 alignments of various planets, April 20th through August 28th, with the June 7th alignment creating the biggest celestial event of 2024. April 8th was also the date when the Great Hadron Collider known as CERN was restarted. This effort reveals scientists are seeking to connect with the spiritual world, which pokes serious holes in the scientific claims of evolution. Last week, I talked about the Revelation 12 sign, which actually occurred in September 2017, but is curiously being highlighted as pertinent for 2024. September 23, 2017 was the same year as the first great American eclipse 7 years ago. Reference to this constellation appears on the 2024 U.S. debt clock with additional highlights of the United Nations. Some are claiming this sign marks the end of times. Could it instead mean the end of the United Nations and of their Agenda 2030? Could it be on the U.S. debt clock as a clue that we're coming to the end of the world banking systems and the elite's efforts for a one world order? Consider the links in the show notes and pray and seek the Lord to help you with your conclusions. Also, consider the prophetic word God gave through Julie Green posted on April 2nd, 2024, as you seek to decipher this point. And April 8th, 2024, during the eclipse, NASA launched 3 rockets in the path of the solar eclipse for the stated purpose of measuring atmospheric disturbances. Johnny Inlow is among those who believe NASA is one of the greatest perpetrators of fraud against the American people. And according to an article from NewJersey.com, Wiccans, witches, druids, and pagans worldwide have traditionally viewed solar eclipses as bad omens. Many said they would attempt to harness the energy of this latest eclipse to transition into a new beginning. April 8th has a history of being a date where austere events take place. It was this date that Aleister Crowley began writing his book called The Book of Law, which was the start of a cult religion he called Thelema that has gained much attraction today. The motto for this group is, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law," which is in direct opposition to God. This cult recognizes Satan and demons instead of God. It's likely you've seen people display these words in one way or another, which tells you what they believe. And on her podcast of April 9th, 2024, Amanda Grace listed a number of ominous events that have occurred in history on April 8th. It's important for us to learn how to read the signs of the times, but to do so with the discernment of the Holy Spirit and not from the hype of the enemy. When God forewarns his people, it is always so we are forearmed, so we can align ourselves with God and his provisions for protection. God never provides a rhema word to frighten or coerce us. When you feel like this, you are giving into the work of the enemy. With that in mind, consider what God said through Julie Green on April 3rd, 2024. God said, "Banks are about to collapse. Your enemies lording over you will be crushed like never before. Watch the waters surrounding this nation. Watch the Ring of Fire and the Golden Gate Bridge. The CIA is about to crumble. Big Biden's secret is about to be revealed. Your enemies are turning on one another. A Trojan horse is about to be unleashed against you. This is the hour to wake up, my children, because there are more shakings to come with increased intensity. Hold close to my words and you will not be shaken. This is the time of a great wake-up call for your nation to be fully returned to me." Then on April 5th, with a word titled, "The World Systems Are Failing," God said, "Hollywood has fallen. Wall Street has fallen. Corporate America has fallen. Secret societies have fallen. The Washington establishment has fallen. Big Pharma has fallen. The education system has fallen." Don't you just love that all of that is in the past tense sense? What God wants us to know is the complete victory Christ has already secured for those who place their faith in Jesus. What the enemy of God wants us to know is fear and dread and anxiety, and for us to emphasize his efforts to bring doom and gloom and destruction. In fact, these two opposing influences can help us know if we are listening to the truth of God or the deceptions of the enemy. With the eclipse, God has shown the whole world that there is no darkness that can ever overcome the light. In fact, picture the darkest dark room or cave and imagine what happens when just one match is lit. Immediately, darkness is dispelled. Now, consider what happens when multiple matches or lanterns are lit. Darkness is pushed back even further. This is why God is waking people up today, so we can become the light of Christ in the gross darkness and utterly push back the evil of today. In review of what I believe is true for our present times, from Purim, which was March 24th, through Pentecost, which is May 19th, I believe we will see the intervention of God in world affairs such as we have never before seen. I believe this year of 2024 on the Gregorian calendar, which is 5784 on the Hebrew calendar, to be unique in all history of the world. I believe we will see the greatest exposure of evil ever, which will result in the greatest harvest of souls. That is, great numbers of people who come to believing faith in Jesus Christ, more than the world has ever seen. I believe this is the year of the prodigals coming home. I believe we will see people healed from sickness and disease and complete restoration of the many institutions and establishments that have been governing us. And all of this will be done in such a way that no one can give credit to anyone but God. God has been mocked long enough. His people have been enslaved and deceived long enough. As I have been saying for a very long time, these years since 2020 have been God's extended opportunity of grace, leading up to his intervention, which is to administer judgment and justice. The most important question of the day for each of us is, where am I with God? Am I in good standing with him because I have placed my faith in Jesus? Am I in good relationship with him because I am choosing to be obedient to all I know he asks of me? Remember, last week I stressed the importance of obedience. Each of us is called to be workers of the harvest and share with others the reason for the hope we have in us. Each of us is to be the light of Christ in this dark world, to see God's will done on earth as it is in heaven. Next week, I plan on having Clay Clark as my guest to help us further understand what is actually taking place in CERN with the Hadron Collider and how we must decree and declare God's will to overcome this and all evil. If you've been blessed by my podcast, I ask you to listen to the following announcements and learn how you can show your appreciation by taking advantage of any of the affiliate goods and services I bring you. Before I close, I have even more information about the trip to Greece that I hope to make happen in 2025. We are looking at traveling in the month of October, and I'm interviewing 3 highly recommended Christian travel tour companies at this present time to get the best deal. What I'm looking at is a tour group of about 30 people, a good size to work with, and we already have about 10 people who've expressed interest. We'll be landing in Athens and then be escorted on a tour we can call the Steps of Paul. Each of us need to get our own air travel to Athens International Airport, arriving on what we will consider day one. Hotel accommodations, ground transportation, and some meals are included from day one through day 7, when we'll return to Athens so you can catch your return flight home. We want to plan one night where we can all dine together in a banquet room or some such thing, allowing us the opportunity to worship together and learn together. The cost for the tour is estimated to be about $3,000 per person. Again, that's just an early advance estimate. However, we won't know the actual cost until the details are agreed upon. I would like to have the details agreed upon by the end of February 2025, about 8 months ahead of time, so people can make definitive plans. So, if you think you'd like to be part of the Faith to Live By Christian Tour with me in Greece in 2025, just send me an email with the word Greece in the subject line and the number of people that you expect to be in your party in the body of the email. My email is faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com. There is no commitment or obligation from you at this point. You're just expressing interest. And when it comes closer to time to get confirmations, around January or February, then we'll talk about the deposits, the final payments, the travel insurance, and more. Again, if you want me to put together a Christian tour for 2025 to Greece, send me an email to faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com with the words Greece Tour in the subject line and the number of people you would bring in the body of the email if the trip becomes a reality. In the meantime, if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, connecting with me on social media where I can cover many more topics than I can with this weekly podcast. Also, consider signing up for my certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn how to not only use apologetics to share truth with others, but to help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics into their respective ministries so many more Christians know how to share their faith. Learn more from Solid Lives Training Center using the link in the show notes. You know, my whole goal with this podcast is to help people discover and live in life-giving truth and to experience all the hope truth provides. You can, and I hope you do, personally share truth with others. But have you thought about how many more people you could reach by partnering with me? Help me grow this podcast, get my books into more people's hands, and talk me up to others to get more speaking engagements and increase this podcast audience. Then together as partners, we will be making a much greater impact than we can on our own. There are several ways you can choose to partner with me. Certainly, telling others about me and my ministry along with prayers is among the top of the list. There's nothing more powerful than word-of-mouth endorsement or personal referrals. Buying my books and products is another way. All of my books in my Faith to Live By series were written to help people better understand the Christian faith and how to successfully live it out. Visit my website and get any or all of these books with a deep 20% discount by using the word TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, at checkout. I also welcome donations, but for now, they're not tax-deductible. However, I'm working on that for you, so listen in the weeks to come to learn more to be able to support me through donations that hopefully will be tax-deductible. Supporting the businesses I feature as affiliate partners is yet another way you can partner with me. I seek to find affiliates who can offer you goods and services you need, and I have some very exciting money-saving, America First goods and services you won't want to miss out on. I have a new affiliate partner who has amazing products that can help you with a number of different ailments. It's called QE Strong. Using the frequency of quantum energy, their products have helped hundreds of people overcome issues of pain, anxiety, sleeplessness, and more. I've recently conducted an interview with Rob Rene, the founder, and I encourage you to listen to that in order to learn more. Use the promo code FTLB at checkout to get an additional 15% discount on top of the discounts they already provide. Also, if you're like me, you're tired of paying very high prices for cable television, and you've been waiting to find the right company who shares your values to replace your cable service. Well, I found it. It's called Q Streaming. That's C-U-E Streaming. They provide over 3,000 channels, including live TV with local stations from across the United States, United States networks, sports networks, movie networks, and pay-per-view events. You get all of that for about half what most cable companies charge, and there's no contract, just a monthly subscription. Visit faithtoliveby.myqstreaming.com. Look around and sign up to start viewing the programs you like at a fraction of what you're paying now, all while you are supporting a Christian-owned and operated company that exclusively uses word-of-mouth advertising so as not to spend money on commercial advertisement that supports the woke movement. And don't forget, when it comes to your health, I have two different affiliate partners, Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack Supplements and Cuppa Health. Cuppa Health is dedicated to helping us detoxify our bodies and get to an optimal and healthy weight. I personally love their Java Boost drink, and I think you will too. So check out all their products, and be sure to use my promo code at checkout, FTLB, and they also will offer a 20% discount on all the products. Visit CuppaHealth.com. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements contain zinc, quercetin, and vitamin C and D, which are formulated in just the right amounts to help you boost your immune system. Your immune system can be weakened by over 300 different primary immunodeficiency disorders, poor diet, lack of sleep, and adverse reactions to vaccines. I'm personally taking the supplement, and I can tell you I've been around many people who have had COVID and other ailments, and I have not been sick. Use the link in the show notes or go to his website and use the promo code FTLB to receive a 5% coupon discount. And if you choose to become a subscriber, you can receive a 10% discount each and every month. And regarding your finances, I want you to know about Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's a personal wealth advisor. I recently conducted another interview with Kirk that I especially want you to hear in light of the present-day banking system and economic uncertainty. Dr. Elliott offers free consultations to learn more about your personal considerations and to decide what might be a good strategy for you and your financial goals. Call Kirk at 1-720-605-3900 or contact him and his team using the link in the show notes. Again, his and all my affiliate partners' contact details are in the show notes. Of course, you need to do your own due diligence to make your own decisions what to purchase. But to help you, I am researching companies, interviewing their representatives, and using their products or services myself to provide you with any personal recommendation I can. When you purchase my books, products, or services, or products and services from any of my affiliates, you get something you want, and at the same time, you support me. It's truly a benefit for us all. So shop for yourself, or shop to get gifts for friends and family. Your support is greatly appreciated. Again, if this ministry has blessed you in any way, please consider partnering with me and my vision to bring truth to as many people as possible. Consider getting my award-winning books available from my website. The series is also called Faith to Live By, and when you purchase through my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to get a 20% discount on your entire order. I'd also appreciate you letting me know how this podcast impacts you and what you're doing now in response to the quipping you've received through me. My email is faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com. If you like the content and the resource material I bring with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content. And I'm also very active on social media. I can cover many more topics there than I can with this weekly podcast. You can also subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. As a new subscriber, you can choose one of 3 gifts I offer in appreciation for your subscription. Subscribing will make you a preferred member where you'll receive special announcements and offers not available to others. And by subscribing, should anything happen to my podcast and the internet is really volatile right now, I'll have a way to contact you so we can stay in touch. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page called Beyond the Podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. Depending upon where you listen to my podcast, if you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever these features are available. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread the gospel, and it helps people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember, Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for Him.